Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Something kind of new happens on the NFL calendar, on the Bills calendar. We've made it. It is the end of the off-season program for the Buffalo Bills and other NFL teams. This is it. We're done. The next time the Buffalo Bills convene as a team will be, I believe, July 22nd will be report date. Not official yet. For training camp at St. John Fisher. First date of practice, if you go by the math of the CBA, will be July 23rd. Now that, again, is unofficial, but there's kind of structure to this, right? And the structure would be 47 days report, 46 days first practice. So that takes you to July 23rd because the first regular season game is September 7th. So 46, 47 days from there. Today is June 13th. Ooh, it's Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th. I didn't even think about that until today. Josh, are you a Friday the 13th? Like, do you think about that as a, because of the, I guess it's because of the movies, but I think even before then, the movie came out because Friday the 13th was considered an unlucky day and a bad day.
Yeah, I'm a very superstitious person, so I do believe Friday the 13th has some weird magic going on. I didn't even know it was Friday the 13th either until this morning on SportsCenter. They did 13 not top plays, and I was like, why are they doing 13? And then I looked at the date. But yeah. It definitely has more significance, though, I think, during like Halloween time. Like when it's in October, that's when I'm like, all right, throw salt over the shoulder. And what else is there? You have to knock on wood, obviously. Like other – what else is there that's like good luck stuff? I don't even know. But
speaking of knock on wood, that's the term Brandon Bean used yesterday when I asked him if he's very, very – if he's confident that all of the players who've missed time here in – OTAs, and especially this week in minicamp, will be ready to go at training camp. He said, knock on wood, and he knocked on his own head. And then he said, yeah, he thinks that's the case. And we will hear from Brandon Bean. You'll hear that at the bottom of the hour. We're going to replay Brandon Bean from yesterday for you because I don't think this audience has heard Brandon Bean. And he went for about 15 minutes yesterday with the local media. So we'll bring that to you because that was after practice yesterday, his parting words, basically. And talking about the James Cook situation, talking about Dalton Kincaid, Keon Coleman, Joey Bosa, injured players, all of that from Brandon Beam. We're going to hear from him at 10:30. At 11 a.m., our buddy John Scott, Channel 2 sports director, WGRZ-TV in Buffalo, is going to join me here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We'll talk about and ask it and get his perspective on what he's seen through OTAs and minicamp with the Buffalo Bills. I want to get your thoughts on some of the kind of lingering questions that are out there a little bit today. So we'll get to that here in a little while. Welcome in as the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio, good to be with you. Haven't been here in this time slot really for the whole time this week because I've been down covering OTAs and this week minicamp. So thank you very much to Derek and Zach and Josh who've been along with you all week. You'll get Derek and who's in, actually it's not Derek, who's in today? 12 to 3.
Oh, it's Derek and Zach.
It is Derek and Zach today. Yep. Okay, sorry. All for the 12 to 3 today because I know that the crew down at One Bills Live and Sabres Live are not in today. So you'll get Derek and Zach today from 12 to 3. So don't worry if you're a Kramer and Jones fan. Have they settled on that? I have to ask them. Is it Kramer and Jones? Jones and Kramer? Have they?
It's
they
gaining
done
more traction for sure. I think we got to get some more. That could really be a big thing. I think that.
I'm telling you, it sounds like a cop series, doesn't it? Kramer and Jones.
Yeah, and one of them's like a goofy cop, and the other one's like a hardened vet.
And I think we both know which guy that is for each, right? Yeah, I think we both know which one we would go there. Anyway, if you miss Kramer and Jones, don't worry. They'll be back. 12 to 3 today is when you'll hear them here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. All right, so I want to open up the phone lines on this Friday before we get to Brandon Bean at the bottom of the hour from yesterday, John Scott at the top of the next hour at 11 a.m., and ask you a question that you've been asked. Okay, I'm gonna be honest with you. This question has been asked. I think it was asked on the morning show this week, but I'm going to steal it because I haven't gotten into this conversation yet, and I think it's fascinating because I think there's a number of different ways you can go. So apologies and forgiveness, hopefully, from Jeremy and Joe, because I think they asked this question as a topic, but I'm going to ask you today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And when you call me at 803-0550, that's getting connected with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Question is simple. Who is the second most important player on the Buffalo Bills? So Josh is obviously the first most important player. Who is the second most important? And I could even extend that and say, who's the second most important on offense? And then who's the most important on defense? You wanted to give me that. That's fine. Outside of Josh Allen, who's the most important on offense and who's the most important on defense? This is not the same question for 2025, by the way. This is just for this season, who's the most important player? And I think that they got to the question because of the James Cook situation, right? Like because of what's happening and it's, well, how important is James Cook to the offense? And people said, boy, he's the second most important player behind Josh. Is he? Is James Cook really the second most important player? If you take him off the offense, right, and Ray Davis has to play, what is the drop-off? What is the change? You could make that argument. You could do it somewhere else on the offense, okay? Or you could look at it another way, not saying, what if you're without that guy? What if there's a guy who actually really hits, right? And says, man, that guy's important because if he really plays to what they think he can be and he should be, man, that could be a big difference maker. How about on the defensive side? Same thing. Who's the second most important player? I'm sorry, who's the most important player on the defense for the Buffalo Bills? Because I think through the last few weeks, I've kind of had a few different answers for this. And that's why I want to throw it out to you. 803-0550 is the telephone number. I'd love for you to call me here today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you. The Bills will be getting back to St. John Fisher for training camp this year. That will happen in July. And I realized yesterday that when I was down at One Bills Drive, the new stadium, it looks fantastic. Like you're watching practice, and it used to be where you couldn't see as much unless it was like the leaves were gone kind of in the fall. But even now with the trees and everything in full bloom, it doesn't matter. It's so big. It's massive, and it's coming out there, and you see it. And I realized yesterday, like I might go down to the stadium for something between now and, you know, July and then August – they'll have the return of the blue and red. But a lot of you, a lot of us, even me, like, we're not going to see that stadium again until, like, August. Or, I guess, yeah, end of July, early August, return of the blue and red, and then preseason. And, man, it was coming along. It was just kind of striking to me yesterday. Like, man, it's going to be even more built. Not really higher. It's as high as it's going to go. But I was down there yesterday and saw that, and I realized yesterday, man, I'm not going to be down here for a while again. I guess that's the point. Like, okay, we're done. I've been going down to the stadium for draft stuff and press conferences and free agent press conferences and signings and then OTAs and rookie minicamp and minicamp. And now, bam, that's it until probably the end of July, early August. And that's where we all are. And that's where we are with football right now. Who are the Bills' most important players other than Josh Allen? One on offense, one on defense. I'd like you to answer that question for me today at 803-0550 because I have some thoughts. And it's not like a hard and true because I could go a number of different ways on these thoughts. But I've kind of realized a couple things watching OTAs and minicamp, and I want to get to those with you here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. If we get a chance, and I'm hoping to, but we'll see, just depending on how things go. We'll also give you Josh Allen and bring you Josh Allen from when he spoke to the media this week as well here on the Extra Point Show today. Dave in Buffalo starts us off. Hi, Dave. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Thanks for taking my call. I thought your question was an interesting one because it really made me realize that actually Brandon Bean and McDermott have constructed this team where the emphasis is really on the next man up. And that's true for basically every position except for quarterback. We have no expectation that the quarterback to replace Josh is going to be able to replace him because Josh is so good. But for virtually every other position, if not all of them, the next man up is a guy where you feel like with Cook's situation, you know, sorry to lose a guy if we have to lose him, but I don't feel bad about going into the season with Davis as my next choice and maybe even Ty as my third guy who moves up to the second choice. And, heck, maybe now's the time to go out and get somebody on the free agent market who can even be another choice is there. But
and how overall, about this? How about the preseason that Frank Gore Jr. put together last year? He's developed a little bit, right? I mean, like, you have a good stable there. And Darrington Evans, he's done a nice job in this league at different times.
Yeah, but I think McDermott and Bean have carefully constructed this team so that really that there is nobody who is so critical to the team except for Josh, who you can never replace, that is that second most important person. So, you know, there is no player. I would say that actually it's Bean and McDermott really are the ones who are number two and important to this team because it's just been constructed where everybody eats is the mantra on the offense. And actually the question I'm interested is there a mantra for the defense this year, some phrase that summarizes things, like maybe rotation is key so that
It's more of the, I think it goes back to the 111th, do your 111th, right? I think that's what it is. And it goes to your point, Dave. It's a really unique point you make, and I like your point. Now, this actually dovetails a little bit into something that we talked about, Dave, and I've talked about here the last couple of months and really before the draft. I don't know if you remember, Dave, but we did an exercise here, and Matt Bove and I did it specifically on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo, where we compared Brandon Bean's drafts to Brett Veach of the Kansas City Chiefs. And the thing that struck out by comparing it, this isn't a point about comparing their drafts specifically, but the thing that stuck out about Brandon Bean's drafts are exactly what you said. He has not really hit on the all-pro players across the board and had these guys like Josh Allen. There's been a few. Taron Johnson, obviously, is fantastic. It's been a great draft pick. But what Brandon Bean has done, to your point, Dave, and I agree with this, is his drafts, if you look across the board, he's drafted the floor. He's raised the floor of this team and of this roster. And when you say next man up, I agree with you. It's raising the floor, and then you develop those guys, and if you have to play them, they come in. Your Jamarcus Ingrams, your Cam Lewis's, your Dane Jackson's back in the day, your DeMar Hamlin's. Now, these aren't all pro players, but these are quality players who you can play and start a season with.
Yeah. I think it's interesting that Rousseau, for example, I expect Rousseau to have a big step up this year, which is really going to be great because he was very good last year. But the reason I think he's going to step up is not so much that he develops as a player, but that Bosa is really going to attract a lot of attention. Bosa doesn't really have to produce except from here and there, because if the offense is forced to take care of Bosa, then that means more one-on-ones for Rousseau, and that's why Rousseau is going to have a great year. because he's, you know, they can't focus on him at all. So this really is a great team. So I'm really pleased with all they've done.
You got it, Dave. Good call. I appreciate it. Happy Father's Day to you. If you're a father, but if not, even happy Father's Day to you, I guess, this
weekend.
Well,
even if you're not a father, you had a father. So Father's Day.
There you go. There you go. So thank you. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate that. All right. Good call there. I like it. And it does get me to the point of kind of where I want to go with kind of how Dave phrased it there in a different sort of way. Because while he says, I don't have a player, but it's McDermott and Bean. See, I don't have a player either on defense when I say this. I think it might be whoever wins the number two cornerback job. It's got like that's the spot. It's not the player. Is Tre'Davious White necessarily the most important defender on the Bills this year? No. Is Max Harrison? No. But you better figure out cornerback two and have somebody capable there. And it's between those guys, really, right? I mean, that's the way we look at it right now. Tre'Davious White and Max Harrison. And I think that, like, out of those guys, that spot is the most important spot on the defense because of what it can mean for the rest. That is not to take away like how important Terrell Bernard is. Of course he is. He's the middle linebacker. How important Matt Milano is, because of course if Matt Milano is great and gets back to all pro form, oh my God, right? No doubt. But man, think about the difference, right? To me, it's the difference between what you could get from that corner two spot and what you might not get. And now what happens in the secondary. But even that said, after this week, this is not an indictment on anybody who actually played this week when I say this. But after this week and seeing Cole Bishop on the sidelines not playing, again with, you know, being out during a critical portion of the offseason, I'll call it critical, an important part, I guess, of the offseason, minicamp, when he missed most of training camp last year, I think Cole Bishop could very well be considered the most important defender this year simply because you need him to be what you invested in him. And if he's not, what does that look like? Now, Taylor Rapp is entrenched as, to me, their number one safety, if you want to label it that way. And I'm a Cam Lewis fan, you know that. And if Cam Lewis has to play safety, okay, they'll be okay. DeMar Hamlin pretty much started all last year. And we can say, like, yeah, he wasn't that great. He wasn't terrible, folks. He really wasn't. He gave you a baseline type of play. The question is baseline type of play good enough? And I think all of us would say, no, you need more than that. Considering the defense and some of its struggles last year, not like they got beat over the top a lot, right? It happened a few times. It happened once in the playoff game. It happened once actually when Cole Bishop was on the field against the Houston Texans. And you could pick out a play or two here or there. But after seeing Cole Bishop on the sidelines again during minicamp, and he was doing some stuff with trainers, right? And he's going to be okay for training camp, and you hope that he stays okay. I could very well get to Cole Bishop's the most important player. Like that could be something that I land on. 803-0550 is the telephone number here to give me a call. I'm interested in hearing what you have to say about who the most important Bills are on the offensive side other than Josh Allen. And who the most important Bill is on the defensive side. So the second most important players behind Josh Allen, one on each side of the ball, if you'd like to give me that here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. So Brandon Bean talked yesterday. We're going to hear from him at the bottom of the hour. We'll replay that for you. He did say that Cole Bishop, the aforementioned Joey Bosa from the caller, and everybody else who did not participate in camp, in minicamp, is going to be able to be ready for training camp. Joey Bosa is also an important player, but for him, I look at the importance as, wow, it's almost like a bonus with Bosa, right? Now, if you don't get Joey Bosa healthy at all this year and he just never really hits and he's never out in the field, I think it could be in trouble as far as your pass rush. But if you get snippets of him and he can come in, he can contribute, he's going to help, and that's nice. If you could get like should I say peak Joey Bosa? I don't know if that's possible. But if you can get like the higher end of Joey Bosa, I mean, now you're really talking about a defense that I think could make a dramatic shift and a dramatic jump and leap from where they were last year because of how important pass rush has been, and they haven't been able to do it when they needed to over the last few years in these big critical moments. So I think Joey Bosa falls into this category for a different reason. See, that's what I mean by, boy, if you want to go on the defensive side and say, who's the most important? You can get to people, but they're important for different reasons. And that's why I don't think there's not a right answer here, right? Everybody's got their own opinion. I think Cole Bishop is extremely important and could very well be the answer to this, simply because they invested a second round pick in a safety that they need to develop to be a higher end safety, to be athletic, take the ball away, play in all situations. They got a baseline play at safety last year from their second guy, not Taylor Rapp, who had a couple injuries, from their second guy, DeMar Hamlin. Made a couple plays here or there, but overall, you'd like more. You'd like more. That has to be Cole Bishop to me. That's why he's important. You go to this corner spot, it's not one player, it's a spot. It's corner two. We know Christian Benford is going to be the cornerback number one. We know he just got paid for good reason. He's a very, very good cornerback in this league. Fits this system perfectly. You need someone opposite him, whether it's first-round pick Max Hairston, veteran Tre'Davious White, or someone else, to be really, really capable there. Like, I'm talking, like, maybe not to the numbers that Rasul Douglas gave you a year and a half ago for that half year he was in Buffalo when he got traded here, but you, to some, like, you knew that Rasul Douglas was on the other side, and they're like, okay, you're good. You're going to this game. Like, something big could happen over there. Maybe that's Max Hairston. Now, Max Hairston had that tweak of the hammy, and you hope that he's okay, and you hope that he, you know, is exactly fine for training camp and he gets through. I'm not handing him the job, though. In fact, right now, I think when this team goes to training camp, the way I look at it, Tre'Davious White is the starting second corner. It is not, to me, Tre'Davious White's job to lose, and it's not Max Harrison's job to lose. I think it's a battle. I think it's literally a competition. But I do think Max Hairston has to prove he can beat out a veteran in Tre'Davious White. And what does that look like? What does Max Hairston beating out Tre'Davious White look like? Well, A, he's got to make some plays, right? We know that. But maybe more importantly than actually making plays is understanding the defense and not making critical mistakes. At that position, you can't make mistakes. You can't make rookie mistakes. You can't make guessing mistakes. That's not Tre'Davious White. Tre'Davious White's never been a true, like, ball hawk, but he's always been, before his injuries, he was a super consistent guy who knew the defense, understood it, physical enough, not super physical enough. Like, that's where Tre'Davious White's the guy that Max Hairston has to beat him out, I think, but he's going to get every opportunity to do that. Folks, I could go to Matt Milano being a very important player here. I know it sounds weird, I think backup middle linebacker is important because of the way that Terrell Bernard plays at his size. If he has to miss a game or two like he did last year, you need someone in there. And last year, that didn't look great when he was out. Let's get to Jeff in Angola, who's got an answer. Go ahead, Jeff. What do you think?
I definitely think on the offensive line, it's either Deion Dawkins or Spencer Brown having the anchor on the line there, for sure.
Yeah, I think Spencer Brown is the type of player that what we've seen from him so far, we could be talking about him as a Pro Bowl player even better by the end of this year. And when you're talking about that, I think that obviously speaks to how important he could be on the offensive line for a team that wants to run the ball and protect its franchise quarterback.
Absolutely.
Anything
and
else?
Then, defense. Yeah, defense, I would say definitely the linebacking core, Terrell Bernard, Matt Milano. And I agree with you on the backup position for sure.
Yeah, and we saw last year what that looked like. Thanks, Jeff. If, you know, Milano goes out, Dorian Williams had a really fantastic year. He led the team in tackles. There's a reason Matt Milano's back in the starter again. And that's because they really trust Matt Milano in every situation to diagnose, to get there, to understand, you know, everything they're doing. On offense, I'll give you the name I think that jumps out to me. And it's really one of two guys maybe, but I think it's more importantly. Well, I don't even know if I want to say more importantly. I just think it's the two guys we've talked a lot about. I think it's Kincaid and Coleman. Dalton Kincaid and Keon Coleman. Like, if you don't get more from either of these guys than you got last year, imagine, let's play this out for a second. If you got the exact same year from Kincaid and Coleman this year than you got last year, that's not good enough. That's not enough. And we're having more discussions. And now you're talking about, are you moving on from them? Or, you know, at least Kincaid after his third year, not picking up his fifth year option, I should say. Is Coleman a bust of a pick? Like, if you're not getting any more than you got. And, of course, that takes into account the injuries. What if one of them hits? Okay, you got something here. That was a really, really big, important piece for this offense that guy hit. He's eating up targets, coverage, and whoever it is, Kincaid, Coleman, like you can matchup-wise, both these guys could be matchup nightmares for different kinds of defenses they play and different kind of personnel. And we're talking about the other one of, man, it just hasn't worked out yet. What if they both do? And if they both, now, I don't know how many footballs can go around to actually show that they both do, but what if they both do? And that just really changes what you're able to be on offense, right? All right, good discussion to start. When we come back, we're going to hear from Bills general manager Brandon Bean, his session with the media yesterday, a lot that was in there on the injured players, Max Harrison, Keon Coleman, Dalton Kincaid, things that he said about these guys, James Cook, that situation, and a lot more here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Happy Friday to you. Happy Father's Day weekend to all you dads out there. Thanks for being with me here on a Friday on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. All right, before...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Before we get to Brandon Bean, let's get to Mike in Tonawanda. Hi, Mike. You're on WGR.
Hey, good morning, Sal. Quick question, kind of on a topic but a second and most important player, but mainly I had a question about Dorian Williams.
Yep.
Why would the Bills draft him in the third round as high as he did if they weren't going to play him? Obviously, they played him the year when Milano was out for a while, and soon as when Milano came back, they put him back in. And the same thing, too, a little bit about Jamarcus Ingram. I know you're a big Jamarcus Ingram fan, but like last year in the AFC title game here, why did they give him a shot instead of Elam? Elam getting cooked all over the field. They didn't put him in. You know, and then
Two separate questions. Hold on. Two separate questions. And I agree with you that Jamarcus Ingram should have got a shot last year, but the way the numbers are worked out and how he worked all week, probably in the slot or safety or something like that, and Elam was there. I agree with you on that, and that is a valid question, Mike. But when it comes to why would you draft Dorian Williams if you're not going to play him, it's tough to make play anybody you draft. I mean, they drafted Terrell Bernard in the third round. It took him a year to play. They draft anybody. I mean, Khalil Shakir took him. Gabe Davis didn't really play until his second or third year, I guess. I mean, I could go through the list, but it's not like you draft these guys just because they're going to be starters. This is a tough roster to play on. You know what I mean? That's why. It's a tough roster. Yeah. You have to draft for backups.
Of course, yeah. And I'm just more or less looking at it like, you know, because by the time, say if this is Milano's last year here, now when you do go Dorian Williams, you know what, you got a year left on his contract before you got to decide whether, especially if he's good, whether you got to re-sign him or not, you know. It's kind of like, I don't know, I feel like, and I get it, you know, it's a hard roster to crack and everything, but I'm just looking at it like that. Even when A.J. Klein had to come off the couch in the playoff game 2 years ago, they didn't trust Dorian Williams over that, you know. I don't know.
Well, that's a different – he was a different position. Dorian Williams is a weak side linebacker. A.J. Klein's a middle linebacker, you know. I mean, look, I think, Mike, the answer to your question is, you know, you do your best every single year to stockpile depth, and then as that depth goes, there's injuries that happen, and then, you know, who knows what happens. If Matt Milano is this – if this is his last year in Buffalo, let's say – it doesn't mean Dorian Williams has to be the Will linebacker next year. Maybe there's somebody else. Maybe he hasn't quite gotten to that point. Or maybe he is, and then you do decide. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with deciding after 1 year, hey, we really like, they've been in with you 4 years, you know what he can do. So I think you have to kind of just play it in the moment, and it's not a perfect situation sometimes.
For sure. Okay, thank you, Seth.
Yeah, I got you, buddy. Yeah, thanks a lot. All right, we'll take a time. Or not take a timeout. We'll take you now to Bills GM Brandon Bean yesterday meeting with the media on the final day and after the final day of mandatory minicamp.
What's up, Madeline?
Is everybody good?
Everybody good?
Okay. Any update on Max? We know he was practice yesterday or today.
Yeah, he just a little tweak is like hammy area, but he should be fine. He's getting treatment, so should be good to go. He'll rehab it and be ready to go for camp. No, I think Jimbo, our interactions with Jimbo have been good the whole time throughout. I know he wasn't here, so everyone just draws their own conclusions. When you're talking about it's voluntary, we know that. We've had it before, even with players who weren't, you know, lobbying for a new contract or anything like that. But Jimbo's he's a pro. He's a competitive dude. He loves to win. Yeah, of course he wants to take care of himself. Everyone does, and we love to see that, and we love to see it here as many times as we can. We know we have to fit things within the cap and the cash structure and all those things, but no, it was great to see him. Monday when I first saw him here, when he came in for physicals and our goal meetings and stuff, but and then chatted with him a couple times. But no, it's good to see him, and he looks good out there. You can tell he's been working.
Are there any talks
about that? Yeah, I'll keep that between us as far as that's going. But relationship's very good, and I know Jimbo's going to be ready to roll, you know, when we get to Rochester. I mean, everything as far as I can tell, yeah. I mean, you'd have to ask him on that. I mean, he hasn't said, hey, I won't be there if there's no deal or any kind of circumstances. So, no, I believe Jimbo will be ready to roll whether there's a deal or not. Yeah, I mean, I think it's just a lot of times the schemes in college are not as complex. So learning all what's asked in an NFL scheme, and definitely this scheme, you know, we're, you know, sometimes in college you just, hey, go play cat cover, just cover that dude and wherever he's at. Here, you know, we're going to want you to play man, zone, press, off. We're going to let you, you know, we're going to want you to do all that. We may blitz you. So it's just it's a larger volume. And understanding that and being able to communicate, you know, in the crowd noise, all that stuff. I don't know to how much they're doing that at the college level. I'm not saying they're not. I think it's program to program. But Yeah, it's just getting all that, getting comfortable so that, you know, Max is a fast dude, but if you don't have all the, you know, all the coverages down and all the expectations down, you can't play as fast. So once he gets that, I think you'll see that speed that he is, that he's shown.
Are you confident that everybody who might have missed some time out here will be ready to go when training camp starts?
Knock on wood. Yes, I am.
You feel Joey Bosa specifically has progressed?
Yeah, Joey's done very well. I think it's this time of year, you know, I know guys are missing or some guys were doing individual, some guys were a little bit of team. You know, it's really, this is about preparation, getting everybody ready for camp. And so if you've got any concern at all, why expose them? You know, they're doing walkthroughs. They're out there with their teammates. You know, I think yesterday Joey was doing a bunch of, you know, his own kind of drill work as far as get off drills, things like that a pass rusher would do. So, no, he's, of course, do you want him to have a setback? Do you want any of these guys? Do you want Max to, you know, tweak something yesterday? No, but it's football. It's going to happen. When we get to Rochester, it's going to happen. And that's why you got a 90-man roster to make sure the next man's up. And we stress that all the time. Just because you're not starting or just because you're not the second guy, you got to be ready to roll. You're going to get an opportunity, and the worst thing to do is not be prepared.
I was going to ask about Daquan specifically then. Is he nothing significant? You didn't see him out there today, Daquan Jones?
Yeah, it was a excused personal deal. Yeah.
Brandon, it could be about 17 or 18 of your starters this year, given your homegrown guys. How much has your philosophy changed over the years from when you got your best player available to now you can be more specific and fill those needs?
Yeah, I mean, you're always wanting the perfect formula is to draft, develop, sign those guys because you got them right when they came in. You know what they're coming from. You're growing them into your culture, your system, how you do things, your habits, everything that we look for in a Buffalo Bill versus, hey, you're getting them from another place. They may have, some things may be similar, some things may be totally different. And so sometimes some guys are very malleable and they're like, hey, I'll go with the flow. And then sometimes they're like, man, I'm not used to this. I've been with Team X for 4 or 5 years. This is odd to me. And they struggle with it. So, you know, it's great when you can continue to do that. And the other part of that is where we are from a financial standpoint of paying the guys we've paid. And when you got a franchise quarterback, you have to have as many draft picks playing some kind of role. They don't necessarily have to start, but on this 53-man, you want as many of those guys as you can if you're going to compete year in and year out, you know, paying a Josh Allen, paying, you know, a Deion, two tackles, a Deion, a Spencer, you know, the guys that we've paid on the D-line, Ed, Rousseau, et cetera.
Hey, Brandon, you used the third-round pick last year on Dwayne Carter. Looked like he was ascending. He gets hurt, and then he's, you know, he's inactive in the postseason, which was tough for him, I'm sure. How do you see him fitting into that group up front?
I think Dwayne's come back with a purpose. I think he's really, you know, the wrist is not bothering him anymore. He did come back last year, but, you know, kind of like Keon was trying to work his way back. Hard to, you know, these guys have to shock and shed and get off, and, you know, easier for us to say to go do it than, you know, if you're the guy that's actually coming off the procedure that he had. But he's been here a lot this offseason, and I think he's working hard. I'm sure he knows what he's got to do. And I always like Dwayne's versatility coming out. You know, a lot of times we say this guy's a one tech or this guy's a three tech. Like, I think Dwayne gives you the versatility based on how your roster's fitting. You know, maybe he starts out and he's playing more one, but if we have a couple injuries, I think we could move him over and play some 3-4s.
How do you feel like Keon did respond this offseason? He was very blunt to us yesterday in his self-assessment.
Yeah, I think Keon has been focused, dialed in. You know, his agent and I have developed a good relationship. Who's, you know, he's actually kin to Keon. And so I think he was very blunt with him as well, just off of some of our conversations. And Keon can take it. Like, for a young man, I give him a lot of credit. It's not easy. Of course, anybody can take praise. It's not easy to take criticism, and he took it unbelievable, the things that we – and that's the thing I tried to stress to him when he got back is you did a lot of positive things. Don't focus on just the things that we want to see improve. And he's worked hard. He's been here the whole time. You know, you can see when him and Josh were here that they're forming that rapport and kind of picking up where they were pre-injury last year. So – I'm excited where he's at.
I know every job is up for competition. When you look at that backup quarterback spot, how much has Mike White kind of, you know, ascended into what could be a position battle for that backup spot in the summer?
Yeah, I mean, you said it, Matt. We don't lock a lot of spots in here. Obviously, we know number 17's locked in, but you know, every year you pretty much have to come in and earn your job. And I know Mitch knows that. He doesn't expect any different. I think Mitch came in last year. We had just brought him back from being here, you know, the previous couple seasons. So he knows, hey, I've got to come out and show that I'm the right guy. Should something happen to Josh Allen, that I'm the guy. And Mike White has played a lot of meaningful snaps. We've seen it up close here. His time with the Jets and signed a nice free agent deal in Miami before they made a decision last year at the 53 cut to, you know, I think that was more of a financial decision. He was making pretty good money, and we put him on the practice squad and kind of thought maybe he'd get plucked at some point, but we were fortunate to keep him here and told him, listen, come back, compete, and let's make the best man win. That's our job, is for us to find the best 53 that we can. And so these guys will have all their opportunities, and Shane as well. Like, you know, Shane obviously got hurt last year and had to go on IR, unfortunately, with a tough deal. But, you know, he'll get his opportunities too.
What did you see the team accomplish this week?
I think this week has just been an extension, Maddie, of what we've been doing this whole offseason. We've had very good participation. Obviously, it helps you add a guy like Jimbo, who hasn't been here. It's good to see him, but I think it's just been a good deal that doesn't really change much as far as what they've been doing, and we've had such good participation. Kudos to our players and coaches and for what they've gotten accomplished, and kind of marrying up these rookies with the vets and getting everyone prepared for what needs to happen between now and when we show up, and then what that's going to look like once we show up to Rochester.
And how Keon has responded. What about Dalton Kincaid?
Yeah, I mean, Dalton, same thing. He's been here the whole time. And again, Dalton was really more of an injury thing that he fought through, and nothing more than that. And like I said, you know, I think I've said this to some people. I felt like maybe I even probably was a little bit overcritical. I wasn't trying to be. I just probably could have done a better job of saying that. Like, hey, just – you know, they're going to try and be physical. You're battling an injury. Let's, you know, try and armor yourself a little bit more. But he's been here. He has worked his tail off. He is one competitive dude. I know you guys, he's a quieter guy, but he is, he's very competitive. He wants to do well. And I think he's had some good days out here, even when y'all haven't been here. But I think you guys have even seen it this week. And it's been fun to see him kind of get that confidence back.
He said it was a challenge early because he was still rehabbing an injury to get in the weight room. As he's kind of gotten to this point, has he kind of been able to ramp things up in there and maybe add some of the armor weight that you guys were looking for?
Yeah, he's definitely added strength and bulk, and we, you know, Will and his staff do a great job of kind of measuring these guys with different things, whether it's force they're using in the weight room or just getting on the bod pod itself and seeing what their body composition looks like, body fat, muscle mass, all that good stuff. He's definitely in a stronger position. I don't have the metrics or anything I would put out there, but he's definitely in a stronger position than he was probably this time a year ago. So, yeah, excited for Dalton. And you can see the confidence in the knee and the body out there, you know, as we went along, even from 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Logan, Jovi, and Hoyt. Sorry.
You're the most patient guy ever. I respect that. Yeah.
Go ahead. You watched through this practice, right? There have been shoulders, not in pads or anything, but are there any positions?
Yeah, I mean, I mainly spend a lot of time on the skills because we do, we try and make sure up front, you know, the D-line's coming off, working their hands, just working their technique, O-line get hands on them. But, you know, we don't want them getting near the quarterback or falling all over each other. So most of my time is spent watching the skills right now. So, and again, when we start camp, we have to kind of ramp up in the same thing. So the first few days will look like this again. But once we get the pads on, it's definitely going to be a lot of time at O-line, D-line, those one-on-one pass rush, and then obviously when we're doing inside run periods and you know, blitz periods, things like that, I'm going to, you know, I'll be watching more of O-line, D-line versus the skills.
With Ogunjobi and Hoyt, you know,
wanted to see as much as you could right now. Do you feel like you got what you wanted during these couple of sessions?
Yeah. I mean, I think those guys have been working hard. They've both been here the whole time, and we've discussed how we're going to map out, their August, what that will look like, and then they'll have a plan. We'll put our heads together and have an exact plan of what it looks like. I think the rule is they have to be out of there for a month, and then we can bring them back 2 weeks prior to, for those last 2 weeks. They won't be able to practice, but they can at least get back in the flow in the weight room, kind of get back in the flow of the daily routine here at One Bills Drive, which will be nice. And, the way the schedule works out, I think we play six and then we have a bye. It'll give them an extra week to kind of get themselves in as close to football shape as they can. You can't totally mimic games or practices, but I thought that was a little bit of, all right, that's not bad. I'm not a huge fan of an early bye, but that was one thing I was like, that worked out pretty good.
What can they do during the bye? Can they can be in-house and they can...
They can do things on their own. There's certain rules, but they can be here and use our facilities. We can't have coaches on the field with them, things like that. It falls into some dead period rules. Now, we can earlier in the week, but they have to have, I believe, a four-day off period. At that point, they can still be in the facility, use our facilities. They just can't have a coach technically coaching them.
What went into joint practices with the Bears? What did you get out of that last year with the Steelers? And what do you always hope to accomplish during that?
Yeah, I mean, I think – you want to see your guys against someone else because they kind of know if I'm a left tackle and I'm constantly blocking these couple ends, I know their moves. Like give them some different people to go against, some different schemes, some different defenses. Our guys start to know. You practice so much even out here, and then you pick up at camp. So just you start to get in, give them something new. And it kind of freshens things up as well. You get tired of beating on the same people over and over, and that goes for both sides. So I thought last year, the one-day camp, I really liked that because naturally somebody's going to get the better of someone on day one, and I've been in those where day two can be more of a distraction than productive. And so that's what our plan will be, to go there and have one legit practice with them. Very similar schedule to Pittsburgh.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, I think Cole's been very dialed in, very intentional. He's been here a lot, kind of like we talked about with Dalton and some of the other guys. And no, it's, you know, a little tweak, but we were just, again, being precautious. I think if it was regular season, he would have been able to fight through it. But he's been very intentional. He's doing well. I think he's made some plays out there. He just needs as many reps as he can. So hopefully once we get to St. John Fisher, no setbacks and have a full camp.
All right, that is Buffalo Bills general manager Brandon Mean after the team concluded its 3-day mandatory minicamp yesterday. Next stop, training camp. Next stop for us will be John Scott at the top of the hour, but we got one final quick segment after this timeout on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. We got to get right back to break because John Scott, WGRZ TV2 sports director, is going to join me here and we will talk about his observations from OTAs and minicamp as the Bills wrap it up yesterday. We get to John Scott after this here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.